Okay, well, here's an interesting study which has been done here on Earth, and although it does have sort of out-of-this-world sort of implications, because we're all very acquainted with how MRI works, magnetic resonance imaging. These are these incredibly high-resolution scans that can see directly inside the body without actually having to pierce the skin. You can see down at the level of individual structures inside the heart of your brain, even inside of the heart of your heart. But how does it actually work? Well, you use magnetism to line up all of the water molecules in the body, and in the strong magnetic field, all the hydrogen in the water forms a straight line. And then by firing a radio frequency pulse into the water, you can knock some of these hydrogen atoms off kilter for a fraction of a second, and they then flip back in line with the radio, with the magnetic field again, and they release some more radio waves that the scanner can see, and it uses those signals to build up a profile of what the inside of the body works. That's how MRI actually works. But wouldn't it be nice if we could take it a step further, and instead of having black and white pictures, we could actually have colour images? Because you could get additional information about the structures that you're looking at. And that's what Gary Zabot and his colleagues at NIH in Bethesda, Maryland have done. They've come up with these tiny particles which are between about a thousandth and a hundredth of a millimetre across. They look like a miniature dumbbell, the kind of thing you'd lift in the gym. They're two plates of gold-coated nickel separated by a non-magnetic, non-nickel spacer. So they look a bit like a hamburger, if you like, with a space in the middle. So where the burger would be, there's just a gap, and water can get in there. Now, when you put these things into the scanner, the magnetic field of the scanner makes them line up with the magnetic field, but the magnetic field of the scanner also makes the nickel make its own magnetic field in the opposite direction. So you get a very different magnetic field in that space inside the particles. And because the particles can be different shapes and sizes, you can vary the magnetic field inside them. And this means that the water molecules inside will respond to different frequencies of radio waves and then produce different frequencies of radio waves. And this means that you can get, if you change the nature of these particles, you can get very different information coming back from the tissue, because you could, for instance, attach some antibodies to these structures so they only lock on to certain types of cell. And this will mean that you can then see at much higher resolution the structures that you're looking at inside different bits of the body. So an amazing breakthrough. Not quite ready to be injected into patients yet, but probably not that far off.
Have they done any research on whether it will be happy inside your body and whether your body will do any bad things to it?
Well, these are very small particles, and at the moment there's evidence to suggest that they probably would be tolerated okay, or at least the principle could be exploited to make them be okay inside the body, but that's the next step. At the moment they've just shown that it works. The next step is to see if they can be made happy inside the body, work inside the body, and then be safe inside the body as well.
Okay.